Now, is it just me, or did it just sound like Jesus said it was okay to cheat people? You know, in many ways, you know, sometimes, and this is, believe it or not, brothers and sisters, many scripture scholars will tell us that this is the most difficult, one of the most difficult passages to understand, because we don't have much in common with the audience that Jesus was talking to. You've got to remember that the people he were talking to were not already Christians. As a matter of fact, he was trying to convince people to become Christians. And also, they came from a very different system. You know, the fact that they were required to, you know, the people who had money had people that went out and got some things for them. You know, a lot of the way that people were paid, like there's a couple other examples, where the person who's actually collecting the money has to add a little bit to the bill so that they can get paid themselves. And in all probability, this is probably one of those situations. So when we hear how much originally that this particular master was owed, you know, and what was written down on paper, it might not have been exactly what he was owed, because the unscrupulous person that we're talking about in today's gospel may have been padding it for himself. So when he turned around and went to these people after he knew he was in trouble, after he was leaving, and he went to try to, you know, to set up some friends for himself, he probably went back, and, you know, some scholars say there's a pretty good chance that what he did, you know, that when he said to go ahead and knock down the amount that's on there was really what they actually owed, rather than with his cut on top of it. Now, it's not saying that the guy did the right thing. He was really, in a way, he was covering him himself. But the other thing that we need to, you know, that we really need to kind of pay attention to in today's gospel is this notion of the idea of what a steward is. You know, back in Jesus' day, it was a lot easier to see people who had a lot of things. But for us, let's face it, you know, we live in the most prosperous country in the world, you know, and there's a pretty good chance that many of us here have done quite well for ourselves. You know, we have made all this. We have done what it took to make ourselves the people that we are. And part of what makes this so confusing is that idea of who the main steward is that we're only stewards. Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us has our life as a gift from God. Everything that each and every one of us own, everything that each and every one of us have, everything that we have that we call our own is a gift. And the point that Jesus is trying to make is that while all of these are gifts from God, we're meant to share them. Yes, we've had to work for them. Yes, but you've got to remember our very lives are a gift from God. The fact that we are here and that we can do things and that we can make this means that, you know, we're kind of obligated to help the head steward. You know, we're just stewards. We're not the owners. We're not the creator. We're not God. You know, and sometimes that can be kind of a difficult thing to think about. You know, I mean, I know in my life I've worked pretty hard. But I have to remind myself all the time is that everything I have is a gift from God. And when you start looking at everything as a gift, you know, and everything as a gift that we're supposed to share with other people, just like this servant who, kind of wayward servant who doesn't always do the right thing, who was being kind of selfish, you know, and trying to make money for himself and got caught and ran into all these problems. Well, brothers and sisters, you know, he was a sinner. I got news for you. Each and every one of us are sinners. There are only two people who've ever walked the planet, and that's Jesus and his mom, who were not sinners. Each and every one of us, to, you know, one extent or another, gets selfish. At times we forget that there are other people out there that need help. At times we can see ourselves kind of as the center of the universe, and really what Jesus is trying to tell us in the gospel today, and what he was trying to get people to see back even in his day, is that there is one master that really matters. There's one that we pay attention to. And there's one that every gift, everything that we have is a gift from. And hence, since it's a gift to us, we need to take a very close look at everything and say, okay, so what am I doing for other people? The same way that God is doing things for me. And that's kind of what we're looking at in today's gospel. I mean, as a couple of my favorite scripture scholars will say, you know, that Jesus' choice of steward in today's passage is altogether the point. We need to be constantly reminded that we are stewards and not owners of everything that we have. I mean, so when we start looking at it, you know, the question of whether or not we're successful in life, since God is our steward and since we are God's stewards and we're meant to share the things that he has given us, is not how much did you make, but it's how have you used what you have to create purposes for the general welfare of all. And I mean, that's really what Jesus is asking us in today, is just to remember that everything we have is a gift from him. And if we're hoarding it, we're not going out and doing the mission that he gave us to go out to do. And that's to show other people through us his love and his care for them. As we go, I think there's a good prayer, and for the life of me, I could not find who I would give credit to the person who wrote it, because it's a wonderful prayer, but I'd kind of like to leave us with this as our thought. It's basically, Lord Jesus, all I have is a gift from you. May I love you freely and act generously with all that you have put at my disposal, including my time, my money, and my possessions.